Mets Musings is brought to you by FanDuel. FanDuel is the leader in one-day fantasy sports for money with immediate cash payouts, no commitments, and leagues from a dollar. Sign up at FanDuel.com and use the promo code METSMUSINGS. So remember, sign up at FanDuel.com and use the promo code METSMUSINGS.
Now it's time for some New York Mets baseball talk. Here's Gary Mack bringing you the latest news and analysis from Mets Nation and the world of baseball on another edition of Mets Musings.
And hello and welcome to another edition of Mets Musings. Hope everybody had a great 2 weeks out there. We missed last week, had a little illness with a guest, and I'm not feeling so hot myself today, but we're going to do this anyway and get a show online just for you, as this is a great time, folks. The Mets are rolling. They swept the Braves, came home, swept the Cincinnati Reds, and just a great week for the Mets. And I was at the game Tuesday night, went for Cespedes' three-run pinch-hit homer. What a terrific game. David Wright, game-winning hit. Couldn't have asked for more. It was the there I am at the Big Apple, if you're watching the video. And it was a terrific game. And we had a good time. It was the event that we were talking about, the outing of the Brooklyn Baseball Banter and Mets Musings. And a couple other sponsors. We had a good turnout for the event. There's a little group picture, again, if you're watching the video. And a good time was had by all. And the Metsies won, so what else can you ask for? This is a team right now, folks. They're firing on all cylinders. Everything is rolling for them. Matt Harvey's still tweaking things. He still hasn't finished it off and hasn't figured it all out completely yet, but he's slowly getting there. He had an okay outing last night as they beat the Reds in the final game of the series to sweep them out of New York. But Syndergaard still pitching well. Bartolo Colon was a little shaky Tuesday night, but what can you say about the job that Logan Verrett is doing? Fantastic. He's 3-0. He leads this team in wins right now. He has definitely picked up the slack. Won two games in the Cincinnati series in relief and has just done a terrific job, both in the bullpen and as a spot starter. So kudos go out to Logan Verrett, who's done a fantastic job. And Michael Conforto, boy, this guy can hit. The ball sounds different coming off his bat. Everything's a line drive, it seems. He can pop. He's hitting home runs. We're seeing some of that power. And don't forget, he's still a young man, but he was a college guy. So you may see him grow into the power a little more quickly than you would a guy like Dominic Smith or Brandon Nimmo, only because they came out of high school, and they're a lot younger. Not that he's old. He's like 24, 23. But he had that experience of going through the whole college thing for 4 years. Came to Brooklyn, and I said when I saw him play in Brooklyn, the ball just sounded different. And hard to describe the sound, but it's a different type of sound. And the guy has just been nothing short of fantastic. I think he's hitting .338 as we record this on Thursday night. And just having a great year. He's starting to be mentioned with Harper and Trout. I think he's got more RBIs than Trout does. So Michael Conforto is growing into a superstar, I think. We'll see. I mean, you know, pitchers will make adjustments. He'll have to make adjustments back, and that's how we'll know how it goes. But, boy, right now you couldn't ask for anything more. And, of course, Neil Walker. Look at the April he's having. 9 home runs, tied a record that was set by Carlos Delgado and Dave Kingman and John Buck a couple of years ago. And he's still got 2 games left where he can try and break that record and get the record all to himself. But what a fantastic start Neil Walker's off to. And the whole middle infield, even Estrubel Cabrera, he's hitting around 300, 301. He's had a home run. He's making all the plays at shortstop. And, you know, it's a different feeling this year. You talk to a lot of Met fans, and there is definitely a different feeling out there with the shortstop and the second baseman, the middle infield position. You don't cringe when the ball goes in a tight spot to those guys, because you know that 9 times out of 10, they're going to make the play. And that was something there was always that little bit of doubt last year, are they going to get it or not? And this year, that seems to have gone. They made all the players. I know Neil Walker made an error last night. He's going to make errors, folks. That's just the way it goes. But what a big difference in what has come about with this team since they brought these 2 guys in, one by trade, one by free agent. And they're bridges. They're bridges to younger guys. But I tell you, if Neil Walker keeps playing like this, it's going to be tough not to re-sign him next season. And Dilson Herrera may have to sit on a bench again or play down in Vegas again or become trade bait. I don't know. He's just playing that well. Some news to report that Travis d'Arnaud has landed on the disabled list for the 3rd time since the beginning of last season. This time, the Mets catcher has been sidelined by what the team called a strain of the right rotator calf. Kevin Plawecki figures to get the bulk of the playing time with d'Arnaud out. Meanwhile, the Mets promoted veteran backup Rene Rivera from AAA Las Vegas. D'Arnaud was 27 years old, was in the midst of a brutal start of the season. He was hitting 196 in his first 13 games, a slow beginning after emerging as an offensive force when he managed to stay on the field a year ago. And there's no doubt that his bat is fantastic. The problem is his health and keeping this guy on the field. They're either going to have to find a different position for him or see about moving him, because really I think Plawecki is the better defensive catcher. Yes, d'Arnaud is clearly the better hitter, but do we really need a hitting catcher? We need a good defensive catcher with this pitching staff. And it just might be Plawecki gets the job because he can stay healthy, it seems, and d'Arnaud can't. And it's a big problem. And he's at the age now where he's got to go that next step. He's got to show something. He's no longer a prospect. Now he's a young veteran, but he's got to show he can handle that job on a day-to-day basis. And here again, he can't. He's injured again. He's on the disabled list. And it just happens too often. And you know, they're going to have an option. Do you have to move this guy for his own health? But then where do you move him? You got Duda at first. You're not going to move Duda off of first. And are you going to make him a part-time player with Duda as a platoon? If he's got throwing issues, you can't move him to the outfield. Or third base, you got David Wright there. So where does he go? It's going to be interesting to see what their thinking is. He'll play when he comes back if he's able to, but, I mean, Plawecki threw out a base runner. That's something we don't always see. It's just I think they're going to have a tough decision to make with d'Arnaud, and it's really a shame because the kid can hit, but his catching has not improved all that much, and he's always injured. So we'll have to see what direction the Mets eventually take with Mr. d'Arnaud. But that's d'Arnaud on the disabled list yet again. Let's see. This is a nice gesture that the Mets management did. After helping lead the New York Mets to the World Series, the Binghamton Mets coaching staff and one of the relief pitchers who was called up for the playoffs are set to receive National League Championship rings. While all minor league affiliate coaching staffs receive championship rings, this is an especially important honor for the B-Nets Tuesday night as they played a role in pushing the Mets to the National League pennant. Akil Morris, the B-Mets' current closer, made his major league debut in June of last year before being sent to Binghamton, where he spent the rest of the season. And if you can remember, as painful as it was, Akil, his stint in the majors last year lasted 2/3 of an inning. Of course, he did come up as a double A player, actually. He came up from Port St. Lucie and did not really have a chance. He wasn't ready. You could see that. He pitched 2/3 of an inning. I think he gave up 5 runs, and that was it. He was sent down a couple of days later. But a nice gesture by the Mets, nonetheless, giving him a ring. And it's an incentive for the whole Binghamton team to work hard, and that's what you can get. You can get to the majors and hopefully help the team get to the playoffs and win. And, boy, I don't know if you were following this. This Noah Syndergaard, he is truly living the New York lifestyle of a New York superstar, isn't he? He is all over the place. And Wednesday kind of took this thought thing maybe a little too far. Wednesday, Noah Syndergaard dressed up as the Marvel Comics character and was walking the streets of Manhattan for a segment on the Mets television network, SNY. I believe it was a commercial, and Syndergaard got into it. He had his picture taken in Times Square with families and some of the other characters that roam the area. Apparently, there's a lot of people that dress up as cartoon characters and walk around the streets of Manhattan. For what reason, I do not know, but Noah Syndergaard joined them dressed as Thor, and it was quite a sight. So, again, if you're looking at the video, we just showed a couple of pictures of it, and well, like I said, it's nice to be young and have a couple of bucks in your pocket and be a star in New York City. And Noah Syndergaard is certainly doing that and enjoying all the benefits of playing in New York. All right, let's take a break, and we'll be back with the minor league recap and all of that coming back up in a minute.
Check us out at MetsMusings.com and find the Mets Musings podcast on Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, iTunes, Flipboard, and at BaseballPodcasts.net. That's BaseballPodcasts with an S.net.
That is the comment voicemail hotline. If you'd like to be a part of the show and drop us a line, leave us a comment or a voicemail question, anything at all, call that number 516-619-6341 or go to MetsMusings.com and click on that widget in the middle of the screen, and that's a speak pipe, and you can leave a voicemail right through your computer through your computer's microphone. Or if you prefer to do things the old-fashioned way, send us an email at MetsMusings@gmail.com. The Facebook page is facebook.com/groups/MetsMusings, and the Twitter handle is @MetsMusings1. And if you'd like to help out the show, check out our Patreon page. Check out the campaign at patreon.com/Mets Musings.
Hey, baseball fans and book fans as well. This is Frank Nappy, author of the Legend of Mickey Tussler series, inviting all of you to learn more about my protagonist, Mickey Tussler, an incredible pitching prodigy who has autism. Follow Mickey's journey as he captures the hearts of fans everywhere with his blazing fastball and indomitable spirit. Please visit Amazon or www.franknappy.com for more information.
Hi, this is the world-famous Mr. Brewtown of BrewtownSports.Podomatic.com. You know, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. Brewtown Sports. You can also listen to the show at Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, and iTunes.com. And we've got the new one. It's called BrewtownRadio.Webley.com. But the one that I'm most proud of being on is BaseballPodcast.net. It is the home of great baseball talk shows. Check it out, my show and all kinds of other programs all about Major League Baseball. So check it out. That's baseballpodcast.net, the home for great baseball talk shows.
The Phillies and Mets rivalry has never been better. Hi, my name is Rich Baxter, and I host Phillies Talk Podcast. I hope you'll join me, along with my co-host, James Jim Mulry, as we talk all about the Phillies all season long. That's Phillies Talk Podcast at FightinPhillies.com. And now back to Gary Mack and this great edition of Mets Musings.
That is the comment voicemail hotline. If you'd like to be a part of the show and drop us a line, leave us a comment or a voicemail question, anything at all, call that number 516-619-6341 or go to MetsMusings.com and click on that widget in the middle of the screen, and that's a speak pipe, and you can leave a voicemail right through your computer through your computer's microphone. Or if you prefer to do things the old-fashioned way, send us an email at MetsMusings@gmail.com. The Facebook page is facebook.com/groups/MetsMusings, and the Twitter handle is at MetsMusings1. Okay, we're back, and time for the minor league recap, all of yesterday's games. Las Vegas 51s happen to be off, so they are 8-10. Unfortunately, struggling a little bit in this early season as they are in last place in that division. So Wally Backman's got to get the troops going there because they're getting off to a little bit of a slow start. And in Binghamton, the Binghamton Mets, Tyler Pill tossed 8 scoreless innings. L.J. Masili had a 2-run double, and Dom Smith went 2-for-4 with an RBI and extended his hitting streak to 7 games as the Big Mets beat Portland 6-0, and they reached the 500 mark at 9-9. In St. Lucie, the St. Lucie Mets, who were 13-7 on the young year, defeated Charlotte 7-1 as Chris Flexen tossed 7 2/3 innings for his first Florida State League win. Ahmad Rosario had an RBI single, and Champ Stewart hit a 2-run home run. Rosario has 11 RBI in his last 4 games, and Wilmer Becerra was 1-for-4 on the night. He has now hit safely in 9 of 10 games since returning to the lineup. However, he continues to be the designated hitter as he is still nursing a sore shoulder. And the Columbia Fireflies are 12-8 on the year, and they bested Lexington 7-2. P.J. Conlon remained unbeaten on the season as he picked up his third win with 7 solid innings. He gave up 1 run on 7 hits and walked nobody compared to a season-high 7 strikeouts. He lowered his season ERA to 1.14. The offense was led once again by two of the best players in the South Atlantic League in Vinny Siena and David Thompson, both former Brooklyn Cyclones. Both played there last year. Siena set the table, going 2-for-2 with a walk, an a hit by pitch, 2 runs scored in his first triple of the season. He has now reached base in all 20 games this season, and his .518 OBP is in the top 5 for the entire minor leagues. Thompson did what he has done all season, knocking in 2 more runs to give him 23 RBI on a season in 20 games. He reached base 3 times with his 8th double, single, and a walk while scoring a run and stealing his first base of the season. He is now an unbelievable 13-for-25 with runners in scoring position this year. And he's a third baseman, and, you know, Columbia, high A, or actually low A, and St. Lucie a year, Binghamton a year, a couple of years, he could be ready if he keeps this pace up. He could be the next third baseman of the Mets. But again, we'll see how it all works out in the long run. So keep that in mind, that there is a future, folks, for all of these people, and we'll see. Now, go out and catch your minor league games and see the stars of tomorrow today. It's great baseball. It's great to get out and support the local teams. Almost seven weeks before the Cyclones start. I can't wait. Going to be there June 17th, hopefully, for opening night against the Staten Island Yankees. And I, God willing, will be at the game. And hopefully the weather will be nice and warm. And the season will get underway for them. But till then, our Metsies are going strong as they continue to roll through. The Giants are coming into town. It's a big weekend. Get out to the ballpark if you can. Friday night is T-shirt night, the first one of the season. Saturday is Noah Syndergaard Garden Gnome Day or night. And Sunday, May 1st, is Curtis Grandison Sox Day. So if you can get out to the ballpark, you got some giveaways this weekend, some good things. Get out there. Catch the rising stars. The magic is back. All those cliches from years ago. Go check it out at Citi Field, and you'll have a great time. And watch them root the Metsies on to win. Well, that does it for this edition of the podcast. This edition is brought to you by our Patreon supporters. If you would like to help in keeping this podcast going, I urge you to check out our Patreon campaign at patreon.com/Mets Musings. So thanks for listening to this episode, and until next time, keep the faith, stay optimistic, and let's go Mets!